Not quite Ithaca. Home by myself in my drafty house, November snow splatting down. Wet stuff that slides off the apple boughs. Two nights ago, I stopped a fat raccoon in the headlights as he toppled a trash can. Black ears of a fox, jewel eyes white-circled like a clown's. Then he melted back into the sleeve of darkness. Today, I look for a hairy smudge on the white page of the paddock. Nothing. Only the snowplane spreading all around. This quiet, save for the squeak of my wet finger across the window pane, is 10 miles thick. And so I welcome myself to my house again. I built this bed, great yawning thing, too vast for any couple, 3 times too wide for a bachelor's narrow sleep. Built it of pitch pine and cheap plywood, bought at a country auction years ago. The bolts don't match. I've knocked it apart too often, once in Toronto, twice for Garrett's in this town. Now it's grown into the conscience of the house, not grafted, though, to any olive root, nor decked with damasks of Indian tooth design. Oddly, the sherbet bearers who used to float at evening through the door to lay me down and soothe my limbs with oils from Nineveh and Samarkand don't come by any more. Being too idle to unbolt the thing again, I shall maybe die in it, but maybe not today. Above it, a great painting by Peter de Hoogh. A woman and a snivelling kid in a courtyard, 1658. Deftly placed, every flag and brick burns clear in the moist light. The broom, obedient to the painter's fabulating eye, leans correctly on the wall. The courtyard door frames a second woman. White paper surrounds them all. The print's buckled. It curls from the masonite. The whole thing's wrongly angled. Beside it, the window frames the golf hut, from where all summer long they putt on the opulent green. Summer's gone underground. The workmen keep indoors today, honing purple hands. Here I am, in my 50th year, in the wastes of white America. Something has slid away. I wait for the voices of my daughters, who might flounce in, snow in their hair, any week now. Meanwhile, it's me and the raccoon. He's out there somewhere, surely. Home, but not quite Ithaca, where the waves churn shingle up the yellow shore. Not quite, not quite. But since, pace the story of your perpetually renewable Ulysses, who, after the thrumming of the harp had stopped and all the colour drained from the day, propped himself against that olive root and fought the queer taste that thickened in his throat and died unsinging, a prince of absences. Since I have chosen to arrange things in this way, I am the husband of these frozen fruit trees, these minutes that drip from the eaves, and it seems, quiet mister, that it must do. It must exactly do.